In Nicaragua, hundreds of people are dead and hundreds in jail for opposing the government. That reality has prompted Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz to work together on sanctions against the country. Yesterday, we heard from a Nicaraguan man who fled the country fearing for his life and now lives in Vermont. Today, we profile a 19-year-old dissident who has been who was jailed for 3 months. Her story parallels those of many others who've spoken out against what human rights groups describe as an increasingly repressive government. Lauren Madelon reports for VPR from the capital of Managua.
Every Sunday at the Cathedral of Managua, the choir sings about a yearning for peace. Worshippers say peace will one day come, that they sense a desperate government in every act of violence against the population. Calls for change by unarmed marchers have been met by tear gas, stun grenades, and bullets fired by police and government paramilitaries. A man says he recorded this audio while he was taking shelter at a neighbor's house during one demonstration. More than 300 people have been killed since April. Hundreds more are now jailed, political prisoners. One of them, 19-year-old Elsa Valle.
We were intimidated every day, and it continues now.
In June, Valle was with fellow university students when police burst in. She was driven to El Chipote, a notorious jail where human rights defenders say torture is commonplace. She says she was brought into a room in front of machine gun-toting men and ordered to admit that students had received arms to fight the government. She says they had not.
I could not say that because it's not true.
She says she held firm. Then, Valle says, an armed guard outside her cell issued a threat.
I'm going to rape you. There was a lot of psychological abuse in jail.
Terror is not confined to prison. Willie Miranda says government thugs began harassing his family after a demonstration.
They were chasing us for the last 3 months, you know, phone calls, you know, we're going to kill you, we're going to burn your house, kill your sons.
This is the sound of horses carrying people onto land that's not theirs, but it's also the sound of punishment and revenge. Thousands of people have been dispatched by the government to take over lands owned by the regime's opponents, close to 17,000 acres, and you can't call the police to help you. Here's Michael Healy, who heads Nicaragua's Union of Agricultural Producers.
The whole world has seen what happened here, how the human rights are being violated day to day.
Between farmers, ranchers, and their workers, Healy represents roughly one in three Nicaraguans. He says even some of his lands have been taken over. But he says the armed squatters are just a footnote in a mosaic of state repression.
We feel that we're tied up, you know, and we have to break those chains, you know.
U.S. sanctions are looming. Healy says the majority of Nicaraguans support them.
That's a price that Nicaraguans have to pay, you know. If we want to get rid of this regime, we have to pay a little price in Nicaraguans, you know.
University of Vermont economist Emily Beam studies the effects of sanctions.
This action by the U.S. could indicate to private investors that Nicaragua is not a good place to invest, essentially scaring off private investment.
And as for Elsa Valle, after 3 months of terror in jail, she was released without explanation in late September. She says she's not going anywhere.
I have lost my fear after everything they have done.
And she says, for all those fleeing the country, she and many others are staying to continue their struggle. For VPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon in Managua, Nicaragua.